Rapid fire. Let's do it, Teddy.
Rapid fire.
Sponsored by Chattanooga Whiskey. Now available at your favorite Columbus retail store. Drink Chattanooga Whiskey. Enjoy responsibly.
Oh, Chattanooga Whiskey. Rapid fire number one.
Do you think the Falcons should take a quarterback with the fourth pick in the draft?
I don't know, man. If you really love who's there at four, if you're a Justin Fields guy, then I would say yes. But the problem the Falcons have, they have so much money still wrapped up in Matt Ryan. You can't get rid of him even if you wanted to. That dead money would cripple you at this point. So as much as I think they have to move on and they have to rebuild and get themselves a new quarterback, I don't know if it makes financial sense.
Well, here's the good news, right? You can afford to be financially crippled at quarterback and still draft a guy. Because the draft picks do not cost nearly as much. It certainly is not ideal, I agree with you. And you would rather draft a quarterback when you're going to have the multitude of their years where they are cheap is where they're also the
starter. But you have to love who's there. You can't just say, I need a quarterback and we'll settle for this guy. You have to be in love with that guy at
four. Here's what I'm saying, man. Justin Fields goes to Atlanta. If they take him at four, he can, for at least this year, ease into that spot. Matt Ryan, I think, is still the starter this year. But then Justin Fields is ready to go at a moment's notice. They bring him up to speed very quickly. And then either later this year, early next year, that's when he actually ascends and takes over. And then it's a less of a deal next year, the year after, with Matt Ryan. Still a lot of money tied up in him, right? But I think you could see them do it, and I think they should.
Rapid fire number two.
Which team do you think should trade up to that fourth pick to get a quarterback?
Man, I'm still looking at Denver, man. I thought Denver was going to be in play for Sam Darnold, and maybe they were, and maybe they'll offer something for Jimmy Garoppolo. I have no idea, but I don't think Drew Locke is the guy, and they're sitting at nine. And again, if you have somebody that you love and you think they're going to be there at four, you already have a top 10 pick. I think you'd be foolish not to try and get up there.
Well, here's the question, though. Falcons, let's say, you know, trade out of that pick. But let's say you see that whoever trades in doesn't take your guy. Then you've got the Bengals sitting there not taking a quarterback. Dolphins not taking a quarterback. Lions presumably not taking a quarterback. Panthers just traded for a quarterback. And then it's you. Then it's the Broncos. So unless you think that maybe New England at 15, or maybe you think Washington or Chicago is going to find a way to trade all the way up and jump you, maybe you just stand pat. And if your guy is there after four, then maybe that's the way it goes. But that is a very difficult proposition. I do think they should probably just take control and move up themselves if that's what they really want to do. But there's a chance they could stand pat, play it right, and still get the quarterback they want.
Rapid fire number three.
As you guys just mentioned, Aaron Rodgers said he'd like to be the new host of Jeopardy. If you could host any game show, which one would you guys choose?
Well, for me, it's my favorite game show. It requires no skill, deal or no deal. I don't have to pronounce anything. I don't have to read complicated questions. All I have to do is say, hey, open a case. That's all I have to do.
That's not bad. But I think you're underselling one aspect of being the host of a game show. Are we counting shows like The Bachelorette, by the way, as a game show? Because
I don't even think about that as a game show. Maybe it is, though.
They're playing a game.
You're competing, and there's a prize at the end. You're right. I'm not questioning you, although I am.
If we're going to count that as a game show, then I choose to be the host of The Bachelorette. Because then I get to tell a bunch of douchey guys to hit the road. And not give them a rose and all that stuff. I get to watch them sweat as they're all douchey. So that I would enjoy. Just telling idiots to get on the road and leave. That's what I would do.
Rapid fire number four.
The Red Sox unveiled their special blue and yellow uniform combination. If your favorite pro team were to do a special non-traditional color combination, what colors would you choose?
All right, you know this about me. I don't like non-traditional color combinations. I don't care for that stuff. But if you're forcing me that I have to do something, then I would put the blue jackets in an all-black. Black pants, black top.
Okay. I mean, that's what I was thinking, because I know you like the blacks and the whites.
I'm very basic with this stuff.
Very simple colors there. Here's what I would go, and I'm saying this for any of my team. The Blue Jackets, the Crew, the Mets, like any team you want to throw in there. I always love the purple and teal combination of the Chalejone.
Chalejone.
It kind of saddens me that they're not my team because I've always just enjoyed that color combination. So that's what I would pick. Just, it has nothing to do with any connection to Columbus, right? Like when Boston changed their jersey, there's a reason they did that. It's the Boston Marathon. This has nothing to do with Columbus. Just, yes, I'll take purple and teal, please and thank you.
Rapid fire number five. Today is National Caramel Popcorn Day. What's your favorite kind of flavored popcorn?
I have discussed this. They pay me nothing to tell you about it. There is a website called greatpopcorn.com. It's a popcorn place, Great American Popcorn Company in Galena, Illinois. They have all different kinds of flavors. All of them are delicious, but my favorite is the cheesy caramel. It's caramel corn with cheese on the same kernel, not cheese kernels and caramel kernels. It's all one kernel, caramel corn and cheese. Do not wear bicycle shorts when you eat it because you will be on full display and happy.
So
weird. Promo code Hofty.
Promo code bicycle shorts. I'm just going to go with a simple cheesy popcorn. It's always a go-to for me. Very simple. I don't even need the caramel, although I do like that as well. For me, just a basic cheesy popcorn is good for me.